What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming into with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man will only take so much disrespect, and it's only a matter of time before he finally decides today's the day. Gentlemen, here we are yet again. The MGTOW Infinium sent me an article that I was taking a good look at to get the gory details on exactly how those two were connected when an accidental keystroke actually sent me to this article. And yes, gentlemen, we're going back to good old Maskistan. And as you all know, Maskistan never disappoints. Now, this article was published on the 7th of August. Disguised as a sadhu, man visits wife after 10 years, then offlines her with a hammer. This man waited 10 years before finally deciding to take matters into his own hands. Yes, gentlemen, I guess the final meal that she had before it all went to black was pound cake. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! A man allegedly disguised himself as a monk and offlined his estranged wife with a hammer at her home in Delhi earlier this week, police said on Friday. According to officials, the incident in Ned Sarai in South Delhi took place at around 12 a.m. on Wednesday and came to light hours later when the woman, Kiran Jha, was found in a pool of blood by neighbors. The motive behind the termination could not be immediately ascertained. Police said they received information about the incident at around 4 a.m. CCTV footage from the area showed the accused, Pramod Jha, leaving Kiran's residence at around 12:50 a.m. It appears he escaped after committing the crime, one of the officials said. A preliminary inquiry suggested that Pramod, originally from Bihar, is believed to be around 56 years old, started living separately from his wife, a healthcare assistant, 10 years ago. It was just recently, on August 1st, that he returned to Delhi from his village in Bihar's Munger district. Kiran, the police said, used to live with her son, Durgesh Jha, daughter-in-law, Kamal Jha, and their granddaughter. Durgesh works at a microfinance company in Bihar's Darbhanga and was not in Delhi when the termination took place. A team from the Forensic Science Laboratory visited the spot for evidence collection. The hammer used in the termination has been recovered, officials said. Several police teams have been formed and spread across railway and bus stations to trace the accused. Quote unquote, the motive behind the termination remains unclear, A detailed investigation is underway, the official said. Well. Once again, gentlemen, Maskistan does not disappoint. Always tell you, gentlemen, Maskistan is truly a well that will never run dry. But yeah, 10 years, this man decided, you know what? I want to be away from this woman. But then, what really drove him over the edge? What made him decide to come back after 10 years, disguise himself as a monk, and then decide, you know what? I'm going to take my wife to Pound Town one final time. Seriously. 10 years, yeah. That was long past the time for them to go ahead and get a divorce. But I don't know how India's divorce laws are. So, hey. Maybe he figured, you know what? Yeah, let's go ahead and have a push-up daisies instead of going ahead and going through with the divorce. But yeah. As we all know, when Indian men decide to put the mask on, yeah, they put it on and they make sure that the job is done. What more do I need to say about this one, gentlemen? Honestly and truly, what more do I need to say? Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, he went to her home. So I'm going to give that a 15. Method of execution. Obviously, the hammer of hate. Going to give that a 45. Psychological impact. She was found by the neighbors hours later. I'm going to give that a 40. And for the brutality factor. Once again, the hammer of hate. This man decided, okay, it's hammer time. So I'm going to give that a 45 as well. So Pramod, the pounder, Ja, gets a score of 145. Ladies, you need to understand something. How you treat your husband or your boyfriend or any man you're in a relationship with, that could produce deep psychological scars within us. Some of us, well, the majority of us, can let go, will eventually let it go. However, there are a percentage of men who say, no, I'm not going to let it go. This man, after 10 years, said, nah, whatever it is that drove us to start living together, living separately. Yeah, that's an issue that we never solved. And guess what? He had 10 years to simply stew and let that rage fester to the point that he said, you know what? Yep. I'm going to go ahead and take matters into my own hands. Even after 10 years of trying to let it go. So yeah, you have to ask, what in the world could she have done to this man for him to wait 10 whole years to finally decide, yeah, I'm going to take retribution now? Whatever it was, it must have been extremely serious. But hey, currently, this guy's on the run. Maybe they'll catch him. Maybe they'll figure out. Maybe he'll explain why he did what he did. But yeah, you have to think about it. A 10-year grudge. 10 whole years. Damn, that's a long time to be pissed off at somebody. But that goes to show you, ladies, we men are capable of keeping extremely long grudges. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the short article. Let me know what you guys think. And to you women out there who have wronged a man in any way, shape, or form, you better understand this, and you better understand this crystally clear. The power you think society is going to give you, the protection you think society is going to afford you, that can and always does go out. Feminism and the idea that a wronged man will just simply let it go? Yeah, no, not every man's going to do that. And that's going to go out right along with it. Because once again, ladies, when a man no longer fears the consequences of his actions, he will act. Even after 10 years. And you think that you're free and clear and he let it go? Nah. This man decided, okay, it's time for action. Lethal action. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Welcome. Murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.